This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome into the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I'm national recruiting analyst Cooper Patagno alongside 24/7 Sports Director of Scouting, live from the Big Apple in New York City today. Florida Atlantic alum. I think they got the message last episode or two episodes ago. Drew, going to support his hometown team up in New York. We'll talk about that later. Drew, it's going to be, I would say, a little bit more of an abbreviated episode today. We're a little bit spread out. We just got done with a very, big time investment in terms of updating the top 247. That being said, our job is to bring you a show every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And make sure you subscribe to that show wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and wherever else. And guys, if you enjoy our interviews and some of the guests that we've had on in recent weeks, Chris Peterson, Mario Cristobal, Mark Pantoni, Willie Fritz, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, was nice enough to join us as well and sit down for about 40 minutes yesterday. You can find that on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting podcast feed as well. So, Drew, no time to waste. Let's get into it. Michigan right now, the heavy favorite for five-star quarterback, Jaden Davis. We got to get used to that. The number 28 player in the country, number two quarterback in the land outside of Dylan Raiola right now. Michigan holds 100% of the crystal balls in Michigan. The number three ranked recruiting class in 2024, nine commitments, four of which are from Ohio. And it looks like they're just getting started, but in a vacuum, I mean, how big would a commitment from Jaden Davis be?
Well, Coop, I mean, he's our number two ranked quarterback right now, and we've talked in this space at length about our thoughts on the quarterback crop here in 2024. And you know, we'll see if Michigan can get this thing across the finish line. Steve Wiltfong, director of recruiting at 24/7 Sports, he put his crystal balls on Michigan. You know, Jaden spent this past weekend in Ann Arbor. I think, you know, it's fully painted maize and blue, that crystal ball, and it seems like it's trending in the right direction for me. Like, I think this is a signal like, all right, like Harbaugh's figuring it out a little bit. And, you know, Jaden's a kid that's been a regular at Michigan. Michigan has been tied to Jaden throughout the recruiting process. And now it feels like, hey, they're going to get this guy in the boat. And if they do, I think it's huge just because, like I said, you know, we don't think it's super deep at quarterback. And I think this could be the arm of the future for them. This could be the guy that comes in post, you know, JJ McCarthy, and takes over, for the Wolverines. And when you dig into Jaden Davis and what he brings to the table, I mean, this is a guy that was the North Carolina Gatorade Player of the Year, you know, at Charlotte Providence Day, completed over 70% of his passes. The resume is pretty sound and someone I've been tracking since he was a freshman at the FBU All-American Bowl. So I think this would be monster for the Wolverines. And just the fact that they're sitting number three in the rankings right now is certainly notable, Cooper, because I remember back to when we were doing preps to pros, you know, me and you kind of were discussing how Michigan back-to-back college football playoff appearances, and they were sitting outside of the top 20 in the recruiting rankings. And now look at them here in the 2024 cycle.
One of the strongest brands in all of football, not only from a historical standpoint, but academically as well. So Michigan right now in the mix for a top five recruiting class, even though it's early in 2024. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I just want to jump in. And you know, Jaden Davis, again, a guy I've been tracking a while, and ran into him in Orlando at a Pylon tournament back in January. And, you know, we had a 10-minute conversation, really wasn't asking about the, you know, where he was leaning, just kind of his thought process. And he told me he wants to play for a head coach that has his hand in the quarterbacks. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh, I think, fits that bill. He also said NIL is not a factor for me. You know, my family has money. Like they are not chasing after a certain number or a figure or anything like that. So to me, just having interacted with Jaden, knowing what Michigan targets, I mean, Cooper, you were at Michigan. I mean, you have to target a certain student athlete. Like, I think he fits Michigan to a T, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's a good point. And, you know, the other point for Michigan is you don't have the guy after J.J. McCarthy, right? So it's a clear path to the field for Jaden Davis. Sure, he's going to have to earn that job, but I think this is a really good fit for him. 12-1 as a junior. That completion rate took a big jump in his junior season, up to 72.5%. I mean, everything we saw from a statistical standpoint was plus-plus from Jaden Davis, and that arrow is pointing up. And you got to like that if you're Michigan. And the good news keeps coming from Michigan. If you're a Wolverines fan, 3-star offensive tackle Ben Roebuck, he commits on Wednesday to Michigan. Also top 247 running back Jordan Marshall committed earlier this week on Tuesday. So Michigan starting to get the juices flowing back into the conversation in the top 5 recruiting class for them. And Drew, I think what we're seeing outside of that, what we're going to talk about, and we've talked about this in the last couple of weeks, but you're starting to see some of these second-tier quarterbacks also come off the board as well within these Power 5 conferences. One of those guys, Davi Belfort, who reclassified from the class of 2025 to 2024, the number 48 quarterback in the country, 3-star, committed to Virginia Tech, missed a couple games last year due to injury, but threw for over 2,300 yards, 16 touchdowns. I got some thoughts on this young man. Drew, you've seen him live a couple of times. I'm interested to see where you stand on him.
Oh, it's commit number one for Virginia Tech and Brent Pry here in the 2024 cycle. I think Belfort is kind of and we use this label a lot with quarterbacks, so I hate to kind of recycle it here, but I think he's a gamer, right? He's kind of just a guy where when the game's on the line, he makes plays. He's not going to blow you away with his frame. I mean, he is definitely under 6 foot. He's definitely under 5'11". You know, you can go and search the databases. Not the heaviest of kids, but he's got one of the most unique pedigrees out there. I mean, his dad is Vitor Belfort, the MMA legend. You know, and I actually saw Davi and Vitor this past weekend at the UC camp in Miami, got a chance to talk with them. Virginia Tech was going to be the pick. And, you know, you read Steve Wiltfong's story on the commitment, and Davi brings up how he talked to Michael Vick, right? Virginia Tech alumni. And that's one of the reasons why he's headed to Blacksburg. But Davi, to me, you know, not saying he's Mike Vick, that's not what I'm saying, but he's a guy that's going to make plays on the run, outside the pocket, off script, and all that stuff. I think mechanically he's there, might not have the biggest of arms, but he's a guy that you just kind of let him freelance a little bit back there. So Davi was also considering Texas A&M was in there. I'm trying to think of the other school. Visited a ton of different places. Like you said, reclassified. Coop, you probably have no exposure to him. So, I mean, just what do you think of him? And do you agree with my assessment of his play style?
I think when you take a step back and you look at him as a projectable NFL draft prospect, I think his ceiling is limited. When you look at him as a college prospect, I think there's a lot more to like, and you can see what Virginia Tech liked. And then I think there's probably a little bit of Brent Pry and the Hokies that are betting on, hey, there's still some physical development there. And a guy like Davi Belfort, where I think his strength is being able to play the position and understand the position at a really high level. There's not anything he does physically outside of he navigates the pocket really well. He keeps his eyes downfield. You brought up the term gamer. There's another guy that we're going to talk about here in a minute that I think kind of fits that label really well too. I talk about this a lot, but the game within the game, the subtleties of the game, and I always bring up timing, accuracy, anticipation. Those are often qualities and physical traits that are often overlooked in the process. But if you're going to be a sub 6 foot quarterback with an adequate to an above average arm, you have to excel in those other areas. And I think Davi Belfort certainly does that. I find it interesting. I wonder if Virginia Tech's going to go out, get another arm, maybe supplement Davi Belfort with a guy that maybe is a little bit more raw from a tool standpoint, but they feel like they can develop. I think Davi Belfort is more of a high floor quarterback prospect than he is high ceiling. And if you're Virginia Tech, if you're a fan at Virginia Tech, there's a couple different ways you can go about it. Yeah, maybe there's a part of you that there's some comfort in that. There's another part of you that says, hey, we should be swinging for the fences for a guy at the quarterback position that's really going to differentiate our quarterback. Drew, any final thoughts on Belfort before we move on?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to saw him live exposure point, Gulliver Prep, his school, Sean Taylor's alma mater. They were playing Cardinal Gibbons, another kind of private school powerhouse down here in South Florida. I was at that game back in September, and things did not go well for Gulliver Prep. Davi was getting hit consistently, and they were down two or three scores. I actually left to go to another game in the area, and then when I'm scrolling through Twitter, I see that Gulliver Prep had made it a game in the second half, and you know, you start digging into it. I've gone back and kind of watched what happened in the second half, and really it was Davi. You know, he was fighting for yardage on scrambles, evasive in the open field. I mean, he's, again, not the biggest guy, but he's not afraid to take a hit. So I think that is what Virginia Tech is getting, a guy that has a chance to be a potential really good quarterback on Saturdays. You know, I don't know about the Sunday ceiling, which you alluded to, but someone that's going to work at it as hard as he can. And again, I mean, his dad is a legend in what, the octagon, or do they call it the ring? Or
I think it's the octagon. I think you got it right there.
Yeah. So interesting pickup for Virginia Tech, but they were in on some other quarterbacks, and this is their guy. So we'll see how they build out the rest of this recruiting class.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, Drew, the guy that's ranked just ahead of him at the number 47 spot, Riley Trujillo, or Trujillo. I think we're still trying to figure that out, but right now we're going to go with Trujillo, another guy from the state of Florida. He commits to Gus Malzahn, and Drew, you talked about this guy being a really good fit for Gus Malzahn and what they want to do. A big athlete at 6'3", also a guy that I believe clocked under a sub 4.7. He can move. For his size, Drew, I got to watch him this morning. Initial impressions of him is at the quarterback position, especially in Orlando, where you got to see him live at the Under Armour Combine. He's a guy that does enough as a passer that it kind of keeps you intrigued. And the rest of it, in terms of an athlete, you feel pretty good about him. If there's a guy here that you kind of want to asterisk in that 87 to 89 grade range, that, hey, this is a guy that we need to keep an eye on. To me, this would be one of those guys.
Yeah, and I brought up Riley for a few different reasons. Let's not forget UCF, Gus Malzahn, they're moving to the Big 12 this season, right? They are now in the Big 12. Right? They are going to have a chance to be in the big dance. And, you know, as we expand to this 12-team playoff, and I'm super familiar with UCF's roster. I'm super familiar with the past two quarterbacks they've taken in previous cycles. It was Thomas Castellanos, who was a freak athlete, more of a runner. They took him back in 2022. And then 2023, Dylan Rizik, a kid from right in my backyard there at Cardinal Gibbons. I think Riley out of those three is the best passer. And we also saw Riley Cooper, don't forget about this, at the National Combine. He was our offensive MVP back in January, right before the All-American Bowl. I was kind of blown away with how he threw. I mean, and yes, it was routes on air, you know, some one-on-ones, but it was impressive. And then you put on the tape, right, what he did. He's a runner, and he's a guy that breaks tackles. And to me, just knowing what Gus wants to do, right, he wants to spread you out. He wants to run the football. He wants his quarterbacks to run. I think Riley should be viewed, if you're a UCF fan, as QB1 of the future. Like, I think he's their guy. So I think it's a big pickup for Gus. I think it's a big pickup for new offensive coordinator Darren Henshaw. And again, I mean, don't forget UCF moving to the Big 12. We're all wondering who's going to be the, you know, reign supreme in that conference. You know, I think this is a notable addition for the Knights. And again, just familiar with the roster, they've recruited a ton of good defensive talent over the years. So certainly a name to know for college football fans.
Big physical kid with the clay to mold, right? I think that's kind of the blueprint for Gus Malzahn there. Drew, another guy that I think is probably more similar to Dobby Belfort, and somewhere sandwiched in between a guy like Riley Trujillo and Danny O'Neill, just in terms of physical makeup, or excuse me, in Ryan Trujillo, is Danny O'Neill out of the state of Indiana, who recently popped to go play for Primetime. He's going to go play his football in Boulder, in Colorado. And this is a guy, Drew, that I know our director of recruiting, Steve Wolfong, has been very high on for quite some time. He's listed at 6 foot. He's verified at 6 foot. Call me skeptical. I don't think he's 6 feet. But Danny O'Neill, you turn on the tape, this guy can play ball. You want to talk about that gamer tag, right? That label that we slap on a lot of these quarterbacks, especially those guys that are kind of in that sub 6 foot range or hovering around there from a height standpoint. Danny O'Neill, in terms of the subtleties and the instincts and the understanding of the position, I think he kind of plays it at a little bit of a different level. And that arm is live as well. And this might be a little bit of a reach because I know my guy, Todd Reesing, was around 5'10"-ish, but he's kind of got that little bit of a feel to him. And then when you watch him play, his processing power is completely in sync with his physical ability. So I love this gift for Danny O'Neill. Sean Lewis, a new offensive coordinator, former head coach at Kent State, I think it fits what they want to do, and they kind of want to be an up-tempo offense and fun and dynamic. I think Danny O'Neill, similar to Dobby Belfort, the ceiling when you project to Sundays, I think, is somewhat limited. But in terms of feeling really good about the collegiate prospect, especially when you put him in the Pac-12 footprint, I like this kid for Colorado a lot.
I think it's interesting because, I mean, Colorado is recruiting on such a different level with Prime there, obviously. And, you know, I think they can get in the conversation with pretty much anyone in the country. I mean, yeah, sure, there's some prospects that aren't going to give them a look, but this is the guy that they wanted, right? Sean Lewis, you mentioned him, the new OC, comes over from Toledo. He is super familiar with Danny O'Neill, who is from Indianapolis Cathedral, has been playing there since he was a sophomore, won a state title there. Danny's thrown for over 5,000 yards already on Friday nights. So they know what they're getting. I agree with what you're saying, just in terms of the physical makeup, but they vetted him and this is their guy, and he heads to the Pac-12. I liked what Colorado did last cycle, getting Kaysen Wiseman, a kid they flipped from Kansas. That will be a fun battle to monitor post Shedeur Sanders at some point down the line. So big pickup for, I think, Colorado. Alan True, our Midwest analyst, he compared him to Shane Bichelle. I thought that was an interesting one. And everyone's got a bunch of different player comparisons for them. But this is Colorado's quarterback, and I want to know who they kind of zero in on in that 2025 cycle.
Hey, Drew, quick tag flag real quick. Sean Lewis, Kent State, not Toledo.
I know, sorry, you knew that. Sorry. I know.
I want to circle back to Michigan real quick before we get out of here. Jaden Davis, like, if you're a Michigan fan, does that have any bearing on David Sanders, the number one player in 2025?
I think there's videos of those two working out, lifting weights there in the Charlotte Providence Day. You know, there's another wide receiver there that I think Michigan's got a few crystal balls for, Channing Goodwin. I do think so. Those guys have a relationship, and Jaden Davis has been at a few different high schools, but Sanders protected his blind side, you know, this past season. They won a state title there. I do think, and look, you know, your bye week, where's that private jet going for Jim Harbaugh? It's going definitely down to wherever Jaden Davis is playing, and now he's also looking, getting some eyes on David Sanders.
Well, Drew, that was a lot of fun. A lot of the responsibilities. The grind doesn't stop just because you're in New York. You get to enjoy a little bit of Florida Atlantic basketball. Hopefully we get to see the Owls make history tonight. Sorry if you're a Tennessee fan. What's that line looking like right now? 4.5 last time I talked to you. Is that still the case?
4.5, buddy. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Flew out of Fort Lauderdale, 7 a.m. flight. Never in my life did I think I'd be getting on a plane going, and there was like 15 people in FAU gear. And then, you know, you get to the airport talking with a few guys I went to school with. And it's like, we all kind of agreed that Madison Square Garden was like a bucket list, like had to do it one time in your lifetime. And all of us said, I don't think any of us pictured an FAU basketball game being it, let alone a Sweet 16 game. So, dude, I'm fired up. You know, FAU moved me up the priority list. Was able to secure some tickets after I threatened to rank all their commitments 2 stars, and here we go, baby.
Hey, man, sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you're wielding the power of recruiting rankings. I guess you could say we got this show done in a New York minute, not to be cheesy or punny, but that's exactly what we did. We're under 20 right now, and it was a quick show. And, guys, we appreciate you following. As always, we will be back next week. Got another guest, a Power 5 head coach at this point. Don't want to get your hopes up. We'll see. Hopefully we can get into Wednesday.
Fritz was awesome, man. I've been telling everyone about that interview.
Fritz is great, and I don't think it would get the notoriety just because of the brand recognition, right, with Tulane and being a Group of Five school. But it has been cool growing up in New Orleans, and a lot of people that went to Tulane really enjoyed that interview because they don't really – you know, the feedback that I got was that that's just a side of them they don't see. You know, you see a lot of coach speak, you see them post practice, you see them post games. It's really great for us, and I think it's really great for the audience when you get a coach and you're able to dive into a different level of depth with your questions and sit there for 40 minutes. I mean, we're lucky to have had guests that, especially Willie Fritz and Chris Peterson and Mario Cristobal.
In the middle of spring football, I was like, oh, I thought they were
while fine. His son and his daughter-in-law were expecting his first grandchild, you know, so a lot going on for Willie Fritz. So we are incredibly thankful.
My kind of guy, $3 beers, Coors Light. I will be there whenever I
Natty, plays. Natty Light like guy. I want to say, I might have outgrown that my junior year of college, but respect it, man. Respect. So, all right, Drew, have fun in New York. We got a ton more meetings for the rest of the day, then we'll get you out of there. But, guys, appreciate you listening. Make sure also to leave a rating and a comment on there as well. And for Andrew Ivins, producer Lance Flynn, I'm Cooper Pitagna. We'll see you next week.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top 5 leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.